Nolte, Media Blame Trump for Grocery Store Spat Between Two Democrats. By John Nolte on July 22, 2019. Over the weekend, a wretched Georgia state lawmaker named Erica Thomas lied about a grocery store confrontation with a white man who told her to go back to where she came from. The man in question, however, Eric Sparks, came forward to admit he had indeed had a confrontation with Thomas but that he never told her to go back and that he is Cuban and that he is a Democrat who does not support President Trump. What's more, he says he probably voted for Thomas because he lives in her district. Her words stating on Twitter and on video stating that I told her she needs to go back to where she came from aren't true. Sparks said on camera with Thomas standing just a few feet away. I am Cuban. I am not white. I am white, but I am Cuban. Sparks did admit he called Thomas a bitch after he confronted her about breaking the rules about the number of items you can check out with at the express lane in Publix. But in her original Facebook post, a crying Thomas told her followers that, he said, I don't care. You're a lazy son of a bee. You need to get the F out of here. Go back where you came from. It hurt me so bad because everything in me just wanted to tell him who I am. But I couldn't get anything out. However, Thomas later admitted she lied in that Facebook post and in her Twitter post. I don't want to say he said go back to your country or go back to where you came from. She admitted in an interview later, along with the fact that she told him to go back. You can watch it here. So you don't remember exactly what he said? The reporter asks. No, definitely not. But I know it was go back because I know I told him to go back, Thomas admitted. So what you have here are two Democrats getting into a public argument over the number of items one has in the grocery store express lane. Two people of color who do not support Trump creating a public spectacle of themselves. Two lefties who might have told each other to go back. Meaning go back to the end of the line or something. And who does our faker than fake news media blame for all of this? You guessed it. This, too, is President Trump's fault. On top of blaming Trump, most news outlets failed to mention the fact that Thomas now admits she lied, that this was all a big, fat hoax. CBS News. She did not mention President Trump, who recently told four minority congresswomen to go back to where they came from. But Thomas said there was so much hate in this world and it's being incited by our president every single day. NBC News. Just days before, Trump in a series of tweets bashed Omar and three other female progressive Democratic representatives, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ayanna Pressley, DMAS, and Rashida Tlaib, Democrat Michigan, telling them to go back and try to fix the crime-infested places they originally came from. All four of the congresswomen are American citizens and all except Omar were born in the U.S. USA Today. The incident described by Thomas gained national attention because it occurred days after a crowd at President Donald Trump's July 17 rally in North Carolina started chanting "Send her back," after Trump criticized Somali-born Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Before that, Trump said on Twitter that Omar and three other minority congresswomen who were born in the U.S. should go back and fix their countries of origin before trying to make changes in the USA. New York Times. Racist rhetoric, including the phrase Ms. Thomas said had been directed at her, has made headlines recently. On July 14, President Trump told four congresswomen of color that they should go back to their countries. Days later at a rally in North Carolina, Mr. Trump suggested the women should leave the country, while the crowd chanted, "Send her back. Send her back." Erica Thomas is this month's version of Jussie Smollett. Another left-wing liar looking to gin racial resentment and aggrandize herself by stoking division and hate. And once again our useless, dishonest media ran like crazy with these lies because, just like Jussie and the KK kids of KK Covington High School and the Russia collusion hoax and the white George Zimmerman hoax and the hands up, don't shoot hoax, this story is just too perfect to ever bother with the basic rules of journalism involving verification. Besides, the media know that if they ever start to verify these race hoaxes before broadcasting them, people might stop manufacturing race hoaxes, and that is the last thing the media want. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.